How long have you been an architect, and what were some of the projects you've done here in America?
I think it's about, it's 39 years. It's going to be 40 years next year. And the type of projects we did, I participated here in the States. All kinds, commercial buildings, specifically Sumitomo Bank building in San Francisco. And I handled quite a few Safeway jobs, long-strike jobs, and I was lucky enough to be a part of Montgomery Ward at Serramonte. That was in the 70s when I came here. But I think Montgomery Ward was bought out by Mobile, and then Mobile was bought out by, I'm not sure, I think it was Target or Walmart, you know. And then, well, we did quite a few houses, and we're lucky enough to be commissioned. When I was working for this Japanese architect in San Francisco, we were asked by Mrs. Rather, the owner of Disneyland Hotel, to do some interior work in the hotel, some improvements. And after that, I guess my boss got somehow popular with the Hollywood people. And one of the celebrities that we did a house for was Pat Morita. I don't know if you remember him. What movie was that again, Angel? Karate Kid, yeah. And then after we did his house, another person came in the picture. It's Neil Patrick Harris, who played Doogie Howser. We did his condominium in Hollywood. Although he was, I think he was about 9 or 10 when we were doing it. He might be about 10 or 11, I'm not sure. But he did participate in the design work. He told us what he wants, the majority of which was not really good and it did not work and will not pass the building code. But we pretended that we have to pursue and try to see if that will be all right with the city. And no matter what we do, he did not pass it, so he just have to listen to whatever we tell him. And it went pretty well. It went smoothly.